imagine living in a big, beautiful house, all wired with electricity, well able to run your refrigerator, well able to run your air conditioning, all of your lights. You can plug in all your small appliances, all the modern things that we have. Can you imagine living in a home like that, but not being able to run any of that stuff? It's all wired with power and electricity, but you didn't go out to the breaker box and flip on the switch. Wouldn't that be crazy? I can't even imagine how they lived without power. It'd be difficult to imagine because we have gotten so used to having our appliances plugged in. Listen, I bet nobody in here pretty much would go out of their house without charging their phone, would they? And I don't know if you're like me, if my phone runs out of battery, I'm looking for someone with a charger. I'm going to plug into that power because I don't want to be disconnected. I want my phone fully charged. It would be crazy to live without power when it's available to you. But do you know so many people are living in a house and they're never switching on the power? They're never switching on the breaker box. You see, God has wired you with power. You are fully wired with power, but you gotta turn it on. How do we turn on this power? Listen to what it says in Romans 10:9. Now you have to understand, this verse is so key to the power of God in you. It not only tells you how to get wired, but it tells you how to flow in the power. It says, if you will declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and if you will believe with your heart that God raised him from the dead, then you will be saved. With the heart, man believes. With the mouth, man makes confessions unto righteousness. You see, when you make Jesus the Lord of your life, by saying, I believe God sent his son, he died on the cross for me, he rose again on the third day so that I can be free from sin, that I am on my way to heaven, guess what happens? You go from a house, a temple, that has no wiring to being fully wired. You're fully wired. But to switch on that power that is in you, it says it's with the heart man believes and with the mouth he confesses. You see, that is the switch that turns on the power. I talked to a man the other day and he told me, Victoria, I've had 7 strokes. The doctor has found 3 lesioned areas on my brain. He said, I found myself walking with a cane. I could hardly get around. He said, I'm a pastor of a church. He said, I began to realize my life is just powerless. And I began to say, God, what is going on? Why do I deserve this? What is wrong? And he said, Victoria, I felt in my heart. And I saw in the spirit, I felt like I saw this sewage swirling around of thoughts. And I had been thinking these poisonous thoughts and confessing these poisonous thoughts about myself for so long that it drained the power right out of me. He said it was just like a sewage of thoughts. I had been so critical on myself. I'd been confessing how I wasn't good enough, how, you know, I didn't have the favor of God, that nothing goes right for me. And he said, that confession made me believe it. And he said, I had no power. He said, I found Sirius XM 128. He said, and I began to listen to Joel. I began to listen to the word that he preached. I began to transition my thinking little by little. He said, I stopped those negative words and I began to confess and believe the right thing over my life. He said, I'm not walking with the cane anymore, Victoria. He said, I'm able to get around. He said, now what I confess and now what I believe are the promises of God. You see, that man was fully wired. He just wasn't using the power correctly. He wasn't flipping on the switch. He wasn't believing in his heart and confessing out of his mouth. Now, if I asked you today, do you believe that Jesus Christ gave his life so that you could be saved? Many of you, most of you would say, yeah, I do. Let me tell you about it. Well, I was a little girl, and it was when I was in Sunday school. Or you would tell me, when I was a young man, I met God, and he saved me. You could tell me a beautiful testimony. I bet I couldn't talk you out of being saved. In fact, if I tried, you'd probably say, Victoria, just leave me alone. You know what? I am saved. I am saved. We wouldn't let anybody talk us out of that, would we? Why do we let our circumstances, why do we let discouragement talk us out of believing that God wants to bless our life? Why do we let what people say about us define us and tell us that we don't have favor, we're not talented, we don't hold great value? We wouldn't let anybody talk us out of being saved, but we'll certainly let things talk us out of our destiny, talk us out of the good things God has for us. Why is that? We may be fully wired because that's what happened when you gave your heart to Jesus, but you're not turning on your breaker boxes. You're not confessing out of your mouth so you can believe in your heart. You see, when a circumstance comes against you, you have to say, no, God says this about me. He says I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. When you start feeling sick, no, God is my healer. He's my redeemer. He's my pearl of great price. When people are talking about you, when they're pressing you down, no, I don't listen to that, and I certainly don't repeat what they say. I don't repeat what the enemy says about me. I repeat what God says about me. That's my confession. That's what I believe in my heart. And I'm not going to let anybody talk me out of it. King David, the psalmist David, king of Israel, God called him a man after his own heart. God called him a man after his own heart. But when you read some of the Psalms, you see that David was susceptible to discouragement. He was also susceptible to cutting off the power instead of turning on the power. In Psalms 43 and 42, you can read his writings, and he begins to talk about his overwhelming feeling, his soul wrenched within him, the armies encamped around him on every side. He begins to talk about all the problems that he has. You continue to read, and all of a sudden you see a transition in his prayer. You see a turning, and he stops and he challenges that discouraging voice. He challenges those negative situations. And he says this. He says, why is my soul so downcast? Why am I so discouraged? He's like, I'm a wired man. I'm gonna flip on the switch. And then he begins to say, I'm going to put my hope in God. I'm going to trust in the God, my Savior. I'm going to praise him yet again. You see, he turned on the power. This is a man that's a man that served under God, that God loved. I believe he is there to show us that we can go down the road of discouragement, but we're fully powered up to charge our batteries, to change our situation, to supersize our strength, to stand strong against the power of the enemy. We have the power in God. Jesus said, I'm going to heaven. He says, I'm going to heaven, but I'm leaving you my power. And then he said, because you're going to do greater works than I did. Now, I'll tell you, I don't understand all the theology in that. But if God says I'm going to do great works, I'm going to do great works. I'm going to do great works. Discouragement, negative self-talk, it'll hold you prisoner. It'll hold you captive. The only way you can break that chain, the only way that you can break through that is to begin to confess with your mouth and believe in your heart unto salvation, unto your righteousness, because the enemy doesn't want you to know who you are. He doesn't want you to know what God says about you. He wants you to hear what other people are saying. He wants you to be dictated by your circumstances. Hey, your bills are getting piling up and your finances are getting a little low. He wants you to say, I'm poor. I'm poor. God doesn't. But you know what the Bible says? He says, let the poor say I'm rich. He says, let those people who are weak, you begin to say you're strong. Why? Because it's a principle that's been established by God. What you confess out of your mouth and what you believe in your heart will supersize your power. It will plug you in to the greatness of God. Ephesians 3:20 says, to him who is able to do more than I can think or imagine, according to the power that works within me. It doesn't say according to God's power, according to if God is happy with me. It says according to what I release and increase on the inside of me. Listen, you're wired today. And you can flow in great power. You can overcome every obstacle. You can climb every mountain. You can get out of every valley. You don't have to be discouraged. You don't have to be defeated. You're not a victim. You're a victor because God lives on the inside of you. Your words are weapons. Use them for yourself, not against yourself. And I believe you'll see the power in you come forth with great strength. Amen? Amen. He's an awesome God.
Thanks for being a part of our YouTube channel. We post new videos right here every week to keep you inspired and encouraged.
When you subscribe to the channel, it helps to get the message of hope around the world. If you've been impacted by our ministry, let us know in the comments below. Share this page with a friend.
We also want to take a moment and thank you for all you do to support the ministry with your donations and offerings. You help keep the ministry going.
When you give, I believe God will open the windows of heaven. You'll see His favor in new ways in your life. I know our best days are still up in front of us.
We love you, and we'll see you next time.